Hello, 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 hi, hello, 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 hello. So, Jo Warwick here, and we're on to a love and abundance training, and today is all about not getting what you want and how that can be a gift. So if you're not manifesting it, you're not attracting it, and how this can be a gift. Hi, Valerie, hi, say hello, peeps, when you arrive. Yeah, just want to do these little half an hour. Little bit of training on not getting not getting what you want. It can be a gift. It's all about frequency. It's all about frequency. So I'll just give a minute for people to arrive. Say hi if you're joining me. If you're on the if you're on the replay, you can ask the questions. Hi, Jackie. Hi. I know it can be so frustrating not getting what you want. Not getting what you want. And we can get stuck in these patterns of just constantly fighting and just getting frustrated and disappointed. And particularly with manifesting, there can be so much out there about, you've read the book, you've been following the secret, you've done all the stuff, but somehow you're not manifesting what you want. What you want. So we want to talk about the key three things about what's going on and why it is a gift. So this is interactive. Do ask any questions if you're watching live. If you're watching on the replay, put hashtag replay and then ask a question so I can check it out. As ever, Facebook is doing funny things, so I'll just trust if you're there, you're there. Great. I shall carry on. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is kind of, when we are wanting to manifest something, we're wanting to move forward. So it's really important to know that we're wanting to attract something into our lives. But often the reason why we feel frustration is because we're looking outside of ourselves for something to complete us, make us happy, give it, something external to make our internal better. Okay, and that's the first thing to be aware of, that when it comes to the universe, that's the wrong way around. So there's always going to be a sign that you're not going to get what you want because, number one, you're basically looking externally. Okay. So you're not ready to receive what you want because your frequency is holding on. It's tight. It's shrinky. It's going, I'm in a limited state, and something outside of me is going to make me feel better if I get it. But of course, you're in a shrinky state, and therefore you won't get it, which is the really annoying thing with the universe. So when we're manifesting with the law of attraction, we've got to be aware of that. Now, it always makes me think of, I've seen this wonderful picture. I don't know if anybody else has seen it. It's a fabulous little image of it's Jesus, and Jesus is kneeling in front of this little child who's holding this tiny weeny little bear. And Jesus is saying to this little, this little girl, give me your bear, I promise it will be all right. And behind his back, he's got this enormous teddy bear. And it's such a great way of understanding this thing of, we're holding on in our frequency, and we're not having trust or faith that the universe is delivering. So the first thing is, we're always going to see a sign that we're frustrated, disappointed, is because we're coming from this inner child and past stuff, past feelings. So we're feeling the past in the present, and we're feeling fears, which are always false evidence appearing real, basically the past in the present, unless, by the way, you're in a scenario where you're being, chased after by a lion, you're in an unsafe environment. Yeah, so everything else is just false evidence appearing real. So the past in the present. And so we're like these little kids, not trusting the universe And so we'll be in this fighting. We're fighting with the universe. And the guarantee is that the only person who's going to let go is you. You have to let go. The universe doesn't change. It doesn't change for you. It works perfectly for everybody. But we're holding on. So we have these beliefs that keep us like, And it's because we are in what's very simply a not enough frequency. All right? It's not enough. Not enough. So we're in this tight, limited, hi, Jen, tight, limited, restricted frequency. And that not enough frequency is about saying that being happy, being peaceful, being joyful, being secure, being loved, being alive, being you is not enough. That's what it comes down to. So, because as I said, the law of attraction does not allow us to look out of outside of ourselves to manifest something that's going to make us feel better. Yeah, we are expected to feel better first and then manifest our frequency. That's how it works. It reflects our frequency. So, and I have had clients going, I hate this mirror. Why does it keep doing it? I hate to tell you, but it happens for everybody. It's never going to change. The number one rule of all law of attraction, all manifestation, all of the universe is it simply reflects your frequency, which is why you can stand next to somebody and they are in hell and you are in heaven. All right? And learning that we are all on our own frequency gives us great power. And that it's our job to embody that frequency of not enough, but that we are enough, that we have enough. So when we're in this frequency of not enough, and not enough frequency, that we are not enough, or being happy and alive is not enough, we will always see love and our abundance reflected back in this not enough state. So, the shift, we'll never have enough. We'll never have enough money. We'll never have enough from friends. We'll never have enough from a partner. We'll never have enough because we are in a not enough frequency. So it doesn't matter if you received £1 million or $1 million, it will never be enough. It would never be enough. It didn't matter if the hottest, sexiest, most gorgeous person came into your life who loved and adored you, it would never be enough. You wouldn't manifest them, but because you are not in the frequency, because you cannot see it. You cannot see it. So we have to be in shift our own frequency to a frequency of shifting our self-value. It's all about self-value because it comes back. Everything the universe is reflecting. So that's the first bit. If we're frustrated, the number one thing is that we're not ready. You know, the gift in this is we are not ready. And so you're being given an opportunity in your skills training. The universe is going, you're not ready. You're not on the same frequency of the thing you want to receive. So I'm going to show you not what you're wanting to receive, but what's in the way. It's always going to do that. It's going to show you what you want or what's in the way of what you want. That's it, because it reflects everything back. So it's always going to show you, you are enough and you're receiving. That's your frequency, or it's showing you're not enough, and I'm going to show you that you don't believe you're enough, therefore you're not in that frequency. So it's our job to go back and go, hey, I need to really clean up my frequency. I need to bring myself into the now and not be feeling in the past, and I need to align myself so that I'm not walking around like a scared little child holding on to this tiny teddy bear and not allowing the universe to give you the big, shiny, massive teddy bear. The second side of it is, do drop it in comments if you have any questions. The second side of it is the fact that the manifestation is not ready for you. Okay, now we're unlikely to feel deep frustration when we're in that place. That deep frustration is a sign that we are not ready. But when the manifestation isn't ready, you get diverted. All right, so think about it like when you are baking a cake, you bring lots of ingredients together, and you know that you put them together and you put it in the oven and it's expected to cook in the oven. But somehow in life we want to hurry up the cooking process. And the manifesting, it's done vibrationally, so all your ingredients are ready. If you're feeling a desire, the ingredients are ready, but they're not fully cooked. So the universe will divert you, all right? It's going to divert you because of the third bit we were going to talk about. But it's going to divert you into a place of giving you fun and joy. Yeah, things to learn, things to process. It's on a diversion towards what you want, but when we get cross about the diversions, we've fallen back into we're not ready. But if we allow the weaving, the stepping stones, the diversions, then we're in a playful manifestation process, and that's what needs to happen. To manifest, we must be playful, we must be joyful, we must be in this higher frequency. So if on number one, we are not ready, we're not ready for the higher, abundant, richer frequency, either of receiving money or the relationship or the whatever, the house, whatever it is we want to manifest, we are not ready because we're not in the same rich, abundant frequency of the newness of the thing that we want. Yeah. The other side is that it's not quite lined up for us. So as an example, if this was like houses, the universe might divert you to say, well, your house isn't quite lined up yet. Actually, for an example, when I moved into my home here, I left my old home and I was inspired to go traveling. And part of that now, I can see that the universe was going, well, your home isn't ready yet. I knew where I wanted to be. I knew this was the area I wanted to be in. But in the time that I went traveling, my friends bought this property and everything got lined up for me that when I came back, it was ready. And they were like, well, it was waiting for you. They didn't know it was for me, but I knew it was for me. And as soon as it lined up, it all pinged into place. Yeah. And we don't always know. So sometimes we're moving, we might want to buy a property, but actually we need to rent a few more. Pardon me. We might want be holding ourselves back from getting what we want because we're not allowing the universe to say, hey, go and flirt with this house for a bit, go and date, go and rent this house for a bit. And you're coming closer and closer because each movement, each stepping stone, each diversion is helping you get clarity, helping shift your frequency, lining you up ready as the bigger frequency. And sometimes, like dating, you have a concept of what you think something is. But when you actually meet it and you go, no, that really, no, I don't like the idea of that. Maybe it's like you've always said, hey, I don't mind dating someone with kids. But actually, when they turn up, you're like, no, I really don't. Yeah. Sometimes we need to trial things, taste things, give them a go. And the universe wants to do that. So the end destination, although there really is no end destination, but the end destination of your manifestation that you're really wanting. Sometimes you need to, take a bit more time because the universe is saying, "Hey, it's still baking. Let me bake." So I'm gonna divert you, which leads us on to number three. If you have anything to ask me, drop it in the comments. So number three, is leaning into that. Okay, is the journey is not linear. Okay, that belief that you are on a linear A, B, C, D journey is the old frequency. Okay, it is the frequency of the fearful child. Yeah, it is the frequency of the past. It is not linear. There is that we're in a multi-universe, a multi-dimensional universe, multiverse, I think is the expression, isn't it? But not only that, but life, if you look at flowers and nothing grows in a straight line. Creativity, the energy of creation is not linear. You are not linear. You don't get up and go, hey, I just plod forward and then I die. We don't do that. It's not linear. So we have to learn to be okay with the weaving, flowing. I talk about this a lot in my 21 days, activating your flow of abundance. That learning how to live in the flow, the weaving river, yeah, which is like the stepping stones. Letting yourself be diverted because you trust and know that the universe is always taking you to the next bigger thing. Yeah, that it wants to give you the big teddy bear. It's on your side. So the perception of how you see your life experience shifts from being linear, dead straight, to something more fluid, more feminine, softer, yeah, softer, not harsh, solid, fixed lines, yeah. It doesn't work like that. We are not linear. We don't just, you know, go through a straightforward journey, yeah. No road in the, I hardly think there's a single Roman road left in the UK because they all have to divert. But that was very much the idea of, like, you know, as the crow flies, Romans, oof, you know, linear. But we're not on that plane. We're not on that plane. So when we're shifting from this not enough frequency, this scared little child frequency, this I'm not getting what I want, it's not fair, yeah? All of that. We can all go there. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's a time to be there. But when you can shift yourself quickly from it and recognize going, ha, okay, I maybe had a cry, I've had a little tantrum, I've got myself out of it, and I recognize that again, ha, that's me being told that I'm not ready. If I was ready, I'd be with it, yeah? And I'm lining up, shifting my frequency into a new belief, because everything of that, it's not there, I'm back there, old fears being played out in the now, is the sign that you don't trust the universe, you don't trust the flow, you don't trust the weaving of life, that you're trying to rush to a destination, some linear destination of something external to you that's going to make you feel better. But the truth is it never will, because you're in a not enough frequency. So if you stay in that not enough, it doesn't matter what you get gifted. And I do have to do, you know, in having just done the 21 days, the live version, you know, really helping people understand that you've got to celebrate all the miracles that are happening every single day, all the time. But we get so fixated on this must get to a destination, and if I don't get my man, or if I don't get my blah, 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 and if I don't, yeah, it's, you can hear the voice, you can hear the frequency. It's not there. So it's learning, hi, Abby, it's learning to be in this soft unfolding of the weave, and every time an opportunity shows up, for an example, so today I just been invited to... So I'm part of this amazing group with this wonderful woman called Zoe Davenport. I love her stuff. And a little while ago, I was inspired to connect with Zoe and say, hey, look, you know, I'm being asked by the universe. I'd really like to channel my stuff to the group. And it wasn't the right time. And I was like, that's cool. That's cool. I know it will line up when it's meant to. And I didn't think anything would happen for a while. And she has just come back to me and said, hey, Joe, space is lined up. Can you do it? You know, are you up for it? Doing it in 2 weeks' time, I'm like, yeah, love to. Clearly the universe said it was ready. It wasn't quite, you know, the frequency wasn't quite there. And then boom, yeah. And so I'm excited because I get to share my, you know, my channeling in a different space. And that's an example. Opportunities ping into us when we line up. But when we allow the flow and the softening, the weaving, and then we must take the opportunities. We don't go, oh, someone's opened a door and it's right in front of us and now I'm going to run in the opposite direction. That keeps us back in the not enough, yeah? So the key shift of this, for all of this, has to be shifting into a new belief that the universe loves you, yeah? However you want to see it, God, Jesus, the universe, the divine source, the goddess, God goddess, the whatever, you know, the big elephant, pink elephant in the sky, I don't mind how you define it, but that you are deeply loved. And as you learn to live in this flow, as you learn to experience it, you do gain a deeper and deeper trust in the unfolding, that it is happening for you, not to you. When we are in the not enough frequency, that child, fearful child, not in our frequency, we believe life is happening to us. That's the victim mode. I showed on the group a while ago the levels of ascension. And, you know, that lowest level is believing life happens to us. And we all have these areas of our life which are on different frequencies, even though we can manifest, you know, and I'm all about that, that you are the center and that you manifest the main energy. But we can have areas of our lives that aren't quite, we're more sticky about, yeah, so we might have lower frequencies. And so we can have bits where we have to learn to laugh at ourselves and go, hey, I really want to fall into, it's not there, it's not enough frequency somewhere else. And we fall into that, it's happening to me, I'm powerless. But it's happening for you. It's happening to teach you, so you've got an opportunity to play in your training ground of raising your frequency, to get ready, preparation time. Because living on a higher, richer frequency and living with your manifestations, you know, there's no, for a good example, there is no point trying to manifest your soul partner if your only life experiences have been drama or abuse. You have to learn what a healthy relationship is and how to be in love with your own soul before you can manifest a soul partner. Yeah, it's exactly the same as people who suddenly win the lottery, that they've opened up enough. They've opened up the lottery. Now, 70% of people who manifest winning on the lottery are a year later completely and utterly bankrupt because they think something external to them will make them better. And then they have no idea how to manage the money, how to be in the flow of the money. They get overwhelmed. They go wild. They, you know, they burn it. You know, they make it disappear because they can't handle the frequency. And I talk about in the Big Book of Love, the journey of acclimatizing. And when we're in the flow of abundance, we learn to acclimatize to the frequency before the manifestation arrives. And that's what my 21-day activating your divine flow of abundance is about. It's, yes, you manifest stuff, but you're acclimatizing to the frequency first so that it can arrive. You're getting ready, as we said, number one, getting ready. You're acclimatizing to what it's like to have it so that you don't freak the fuck out, basically. And it's allowing the things to turn up when they are supposed to, when they're baked. Yeah. And you're enjoying the diversions along the way. You know, we all know the joy of dating lots of gorgeous people en route to the love of your life. You wouldn't want to just not experience the sweet shop en route to meeting this one perfect person, and you never got to enjoy all the beautiful people you had great sex with and laughs with and fun with and even flirts with. You know, we need to try a few hats on. Life is an adventure, and it's happening for us, not to us. And that's got to be the big shift. So, and it's remembering it's an unfolding journey. It's a flow. It's not a destination. Life is not a destination, because the only destination at the end of life is death. And I would say more life, because there is no death. But you're in this body and it's a one-way street. It's a one-way journey. The road only goes one way. So you don't want to rush to a destination. You're not in a rush. You're not in a race. Amazing things can happen. I saw about Ed Sheeran, actually, and I saw an amazing thing about Ed Sheeran saying that 10 years ago, Ed Sheeran was living on the streets and he was so destitute, you know, living on the streets. He'd been living there for months. And 10 years later, he is worth 300 million. 10 years. Yeah. What a complete, he's also married to the love of his life. He's got a new baby, but he's now married to the girl he was in love with as a teenager. They weren't ready to be together forever. Yeah. They had to go off and do incredible things. And Ed Sheeran's music, it's not just creative downloads, but he's got all of his life experience in it. Yeah. And that's the purpose. That's the purpose of your diversions and your experiences. So it's the weaving. It's the weaving. So those are the three things to help you. If you've got any questions, just drop it in. I've put a link in here to say if you are interested in experiencing the flow, shifting your frequency, getting ready, yeah, preparing, unfolding and manifesting, then sign up for the 21 days activating your divine flow of abundance. Experience it for yourself, because I can only tell you words and channel energy, but experience it for yourself personally. It's ridiculously, it only costs the price of a cup of coffee. Well, it's actually less than a cup of coffee every day. So if you were buying a cup of coffee out every day, it's going to cost you the same as that. So what's more important? Keep buying a cup of coffee or changing your life for good, yeah? And understanding how you can, because this is about life, you know, this is forever. This isn't about just now. This is like manifesting with the universe forever. And above all, coming into that, remember I said at the beginning, the not enough frequency is about saying that being happy, peaceful, joyful, secure, loved, being alive and being you is not enough. We don't want to do that, do we? We want to come into a deep, deep connection of self-value and understanding that really all that matters is that you feel happy, peaceful, joyful, deeply loved, secure, and you're being met in those frequencies because you have a rich, abundant frequency state. Yeah, that you are enough. I'm enough. Yay. So, my lovelies, as I come to the end, there doesn't seem to be any messages. If anybody wants to drop anything, I can't see anything. I hope that's been useful. Check out the link if you want it. If you're watching the replay, as I said, drop it on the hashtag replay. I feel quite inspired to continue with this training. So we're going to keep going with these, I think, weekly. And I'm trialing the times. We'll see which ones are better. But if you've got any comments, let me know. If you like it, if you want me to continue. And please, please, please like the post so that other women in the group can see it if they haven't signed up, just because of Facebook. If you don't like it, it disappears in the group. So drop any comments, but make sure to like at the top so that it can be seen on Facebook. So I'm sending you much gorgeous love. I can't see any messages, but thank you very much, Jackie. I'm glad you loved it. You're most welcome. Have a beautiful day. Sending you much gorgeous love, everybody. And yeah, I will see you all soon.